Rich, what a fascinating topic. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning, Rafael. I'm very well, thanks. Nice to speak with you this morning.
Indeed. Cars are not getting any cheaper. We are paying for a large large hunks of, hardware. Interesting that now we still have to pay for software over and above the value adds that you get straight out of the factory.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, look, the first thing I want to say is that this is an international thing regarding the BMW thing specifically, before BMW SA get upset. But yeah, I mean, it is pretty shocking, but I suppose the more and more that things become digitally accessible, the more and more services can be switched on and off and maybe even created, you know, so there will be things that will be nice that they can add, but it does seem a little bit mean-spirited to do that with you know, something that's been innate for a number of years.
And how far could this go? I mean, obviously, as I say, the hardware is already paid for, right? Because I'm going to have the coils in my seat. Unlike when I might have not taken this as an extra. So I imagine I'm already paying for that hardware.
Well, you are paying. You're paying for the hardware. Well, I suppose maybe you're not even paying for the hardware, right? They're waiting for you to pay for the hardware. So you would hope that the cost is reduced in the price of the car, and that when you access that actual subscription service, you start paying for that hardware. I mean, that's the only reasonable reason I could find for that being fair. But you know, in general, subscription models across the board are extremely, extremely interesting. You know, I don't know if your viewers know, but there's three different kinds, and I break them down into making life easier, making life fun, and making life practical. So you can do things like subscriptions for like toilet paper, or you know, even if you think about electricity is somewhat a subscription service. Or it's access. You know, if you think about in-app purchases, whenever you see you're downloading an app and it says in-app purchases, that implies access. And then the super interesting thing about subscription services are curated subscription services, and that's really the massive growing market. In fact, it's 55% of the market globally. And what that means is it's a curated subscription where AI or curators themselves are deciding for people what to put in, like, interesting boxes. And, you know, that can be really fun. You know, that can be something that is beneficial to multiple businesses and you know, almost like Christmas every month for some customers.
And to what extent, I mean, so I think the last two categories you mentioned are quite interesting insofar as there's choice. You know, there's optionality. But, I mean, you said toilet paper, bro. You know, to what extent might a car manufacturer say, you know, we've got the pedals in the car, but the brakes will only work when you send us the $5 a month? You know what I mean? So how far does it go in terms of the very basics that are necessary? And what are the consumer rights, I guess, for me to say, but you can't tell me you bought me a car, but I must still add extra for tires? Then it's not a car. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know exactly what you're saying. And I would suppose, like, safety and the actual purpose of the product is the thing that is the important part. But I mean, in 2020, BMW did something with high beams, right? So if you go to brights on, that your automatic high beams would switch on, and that you could do that automatically. And that's a subscription that you can actually do with BMW in some parts of the world. They even do it with cruise control. So if it notices that you should be in cruise control, it will just switch it on for you, but you need to subscribe to that service. So there are multiple things that you can start doing this with. But I would imagine that it cuts short at safety. And, I mean, they do heated steering wheels as well.
Yes.
You can even do recorded footage so you've got the in-car cameras that help you park.
Yes.
That you can record that footage. That is also a subscription. There's one more. I'm sorry for interrupting you there. which lets you play engine sounds in your car. Which, I mean, is bizarre, and I suppose that's for, like, the power bros out there.
Yes, so the petrol heads, yes.
So this can go on forever. This can go on forever, and in some ways, this is the curation that I was mentioning in the descriptions of the kind of subscription, is that this is the curation. This is like, I'm going to take my vehicle, and I'm going to be able to subscribe or unsubscribe to a number of different options, and maybe that's a good thing. You know, maybe if they're going to lower the price of the car somewhat,
yes.
I mean, you know, let's hope so, but, you know, we have our doubts. maybe this is a way to lower that price. So we buy a lower model, and as we, you know, maybe we get a raise, we're like, oh, I'd like to upgrade my car somewhat. Great, let me get my heated seats, let me get my heated steering wheel. Mm-hmm. So possibly there's a space for starting out small and growing with your vehicle.
Look, I mean, in terms of things like this with hardware, I imagine reduces the waste, right, of you buying a brand new car every time your salary goes up. You know, so you are just, as you say, curating the one that you have. And I suppose the baseline, the floor would be on the basis of what your country's auto laws, you know, define as a safe car, at least at the base.
Oh. Absolutely. I mean, that sounds very practical to me. I mean, and if that's the way it works, then that sounds great. But I imagine, you know, what you're saying about safety and actual functionality of the vehicle. Like, I have a car. I needed to go from there to there safely. I needed to have lights and wheels and a steering wheel. Those things need to be a part of the vehicle itself. But it's these little added extras that are the things that they're going to start charging us for. Maybe it's even air conditioning. I don't want to have air conditioning this month because, you know, it's been a tough month. I can knock my air conditioning off, perhaps.
Sure. All right. Thank you so much, Brett. Always insightful, helping us understand the mega trends, the global mega trends that affect the way that we do business and are changing the way we live our lives. Brett Rogers, the culture lead at Have You Heard. That's your Trend Spotting Thursday.